KFNX News Time. It's 5 o'clock.
Welcome to the Edward Woodson Show, shining a spotlight on the media minions and redistributing the truth. And now, here's your fair share of the truth, brought to you by your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome to the show. We're going to deliver to you your fair share of the truth today. Open fire in Chattanooga, Tennessee, at two military facilities. This was the most amazing thing. You can't even make this up. This individual by the name of Mohammed Yusuf Abdul Aziz apparently drove to one recruitment center, opened fire. Thankfully, no one was killed. Then he went to another Naval Reserve facility, killed four Marines. Now, immediately, the mainstream media went out of their way, to talk about whether or not this person was, in fact, a Muslim. This was on the show The Lead. This is CNN. CNN, The Lead. They had this analyst on there named Tom Fuentes. Okay, John Berman asked the former, this guy's a former FBI assistant director. And let me just say this, from the outset, okay, I heard this. Well, we're looking at this as a case of domestic terrorism. Kind of like the Fort Hood shooting. Domestic terrorism. And there was a question of whether or not this was a terrorist act. Domestic terrorism. I.e., you know, maybe it was some crazy right-wing dude. With the name of Mohammed Yusuf Abdul Aziz. Now, I'm not trying to cast aspersions, mind you. But the facts are, clearly this guy had a Muslim name. But this guy, this former, again, former FBI assistant director, John Berman says to the guy, well, now that we have the name, the key questions are what? And Fuentes replies, I know that the name sounds like it, but we don't know if it's a Muslim name. What? I want to play that for you.
Tell me what's going on right now in this investigation. Now that we have the name, the key questions are what?
Well, first of all, John, what the name sounds like, but we don't know that it's a Muslim name. We know that it's an Arabic name. We don't know what this individual was believing in, and that's what they're going to be trying to determine.
I got to state the obvious here. This is a name. This is a Muslim name, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz. Does that change the nature of this investigation?
Well, change it. We just don't know where it began, so change is a strong word, but it does obviously make people concerned both about other domestic ties. Are there others that he was affiliated with? And then, of course, international ones. Now, I should say, just from my knowledge of this, Yusuf is a common Iraqi or Kuwaiti name, mm-hmm. So just something for people to know.
So it should be pointed out that Iraq is 99% Muslim. Kuwait is 76.7% Muslim. This is according to the CIA's World Factbook. Clearly, this individual was a Muslim. And I am reading today what the motivation was behind this guy. That he wasn't on any watch lists whatsoever. Okay? And you're going to hear this lone wolf deal. They're going to say this. The fact is that he was 24 years old. These people are motivated They're motivated by a hatred of the West, even though this individual, here's the irony, this individual was born in 1990 in Kuwait, went to high school in Chattanooga, went to the University of Tennessee in Chattanooga, got a degree in engineering. And yet he was motivated online because we know this now. We know this. Immediately we knew that he was, there was a Twitter post that was put out, a meme, 15 minutes before it happened, talking about specifically ISIS and Chattanooga and what was going to happen. He put it out. This guy, we now have ISIS. This was the first ISIS that we know of terror attack in the United States. Yet the administration, yet those on the left continue to somehow pussyfoot around with this notion. Of course, Hillary Clinton, she is so clueless. In fact, her numbers are dropping like a rock. I'm going to get to that in a second. But here's what Hillary had to say yesterday about this.
I just want to say a word about how tragic and regrettable it is that we lost four Marines in an act of senseless violence, what is being called another instance of domestic terrorism. It's terrible when we lose Marines anywhere in the world, but to lose four in Chattanooga, Tennessee, is just heartbreaking. And obviously my heart goes out to their families and to their colleagues, and I hope that we can find a way to stop this kind of violence that is stalking our children, people in Bible study, and people who wear the uniform of our country.
Domestic terrorism. And listen, did you note that she is linking this attack, this attack that happened, clearly an ISIS-inspired attack, with somehow the shooting in Chattanooga? Did you see that, how she did that? Because somehow they are the same. It's domestic terrorism. It's not domestic terrorism. I've heard this now. Initially, that's the first thing they said. You got the FBI coming out saying, well, we're investigating this as domestic terrorism. No, it's not domestic terrorism. This is international terrorism. This is terrorism inspired by ISIS, by the JV. The administration would have you believe that this is merely domestic terrorism, and that we shouldn't jump to conclusions. The guy's name is Mohammed Youssef Abdulaziz. His name wasn't John Smith. And I hate to say this, but is it time now that we need to profile people? Not based on their names. But the interesting thing is that he actually foretold this in a weird way, because he said on his high school yearbook, my name gets me put on, something to the effect of, my name gets me put on the watch list. Does yours? And it was telling. And so these liberal policies are going to come home to roost now. And they have. Because here's what was very interesting about this. First of all, where he chose a soft target. And these recruitment centers, they're all over the United States. And typically, they are in strip malls, a lot of them. And this was an area, again, outside of Chattanooga, Tennessee, just like a lot of places in the United States. It was a strip mall. It was a recruitment center. And here's the interesting thing. Here's the irony. It was a gun-free zone. I'm not even kidding you. Gun-free zone. The images yesterday, the irony, again, and this is why I say that liberal policies have come home to roost, i.e., from sanctuary cities to gun-free zones now. Liberal policies are literally killing us. So as I'm watching this, these events unfold, and I'm seeing the still pictures, and a lot of people notice this, there's a sticker on the bullet-ridden glass door that says, "This is a gun-free zone." You can't even make this up. It's a gun-free zone. you can't, you literally cannot make this up. Here's a guy that goes to a recruitment center that is a gun-free zone. And you have a shooting. And that's you can't even make this up. All right, we've got Justin Duckman from Talk Radio News out of Washington, D.C. Justin, do you think maybe now we should do away with these silly gun-free zones? Because the only people that have guns in gun-free zones are killers.
Well, you know, I think the notion of, gun-free zones in itself is a little bit strange. You know, it obviously doesn't deter those who are seeking to do harm. I'm not really necessarily sure if we should absolutely get away with them, but, you know, it does seem a little bit, ridiculous at the end of the day. But this certainly highlights, one of your more prominent cases that we've been talking about lately, the, threat of lone gunmen, and it shows that, with the terror network or gun ban or not, they are, absolutely intent on doing harm.
Well, I think here's what I thought was interesting is the administration kind of struggling with this, CNN struggling with this to name this as a somehow as a related to Islam, because we are so concerned about and being politically correct and whether we want to identify this as a terrorist act by some Islamic fundamentalist. We're so concerned about that it's literally killing us. From and we've seen this now for a while now, and look, you have to acknowledge that all these stupid liberal policies, i.e. from sanctuary cities to gun-free zones, are literally killing us, dude. They are killing us. We're gonna die because of it.
And this clearly seems to be a case of terrorism, and considering the rush to judgment that a lot of people did when it came to the Charleston massacre, which is probably right. We probably should have labeled that as a racial attack right off the bat. This really should be also labeled for what it is right off the bat, which is, pretty clearly at this point a likely terror attack.
Well, thankfully, we've gotten rid of racism in the United States by getting rid of the Confederate flag. Wouldn't you agree?
Of course, yeah. No, this wasn't a racial attack. This was an act of terror. So, there we go. That's what the flag does.
Right. It's all good now. You get rid of the flag, it's all good now. There's no more racism. Hooray, it's dead in America. I think that the military, at the very least, guys in the military, they should be able to pack heat, right?
Yeah, that seems pretty obvious. If you're trained with a firearm, you should likely be allowed to carry it, especially if you're on, a military installation, which we've seen in, numerous occasions now, are subject to, attacks.
All right, my man. Thanks for coming on the show. I appreciate it. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
All right. We'll be right back.
Let me speak as clearly and as plainly as I can. America is not and never will be at war with Islam.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
SkyTech Security and Automation, can I help you?
Yes. Your website, freealarmequipment.com, says I can update my home and business burglar alarm system equipment for free. And it's a brand new cellular technology with smartphone and tablet access. Is this true?
Yes, it is. Freealarmequipment.com is giving away home and business alarm systems valued at $1,295 for free.
Okay, that sounds great, but what's the catch?
As long as you use our 5-diamond monitoring of burglar, fire, and medical assistance services for only $49.99 per month, the equipment, activation, and installation is absolutely free.
Wow, only $49.99 a month for all that? My neighbor doesn't have a system. Can he get one?
Absolutely. We'll give him free equipment, and all he has to do is pay the monthly monitoring. So upgrade your home alarm equipment today. Go to freealarmequipment.com or call 602-621-2146. That's 602-621-2146. freealarmequipment.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Don't believe the hype. Okay. I really think this shooting is so telling on so many levels. The irony that guys in the military can't carry firearms is insanity. It's insanity. And again, the fact that...
wasn't it the same way with the Fort Hood shooter?
Exact same thing, because there is a policy in place by the Department of Defense that does not allow people in the military to carry firearms. Hey, if the guys in the military can't carry firearms, then nobody can. Oh, yeah, that is the aim of the left. That's right, I forgot. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? These guys are trained. They're soldiers. They're trained. They're firearms. They're trained with firearms. And yet, we don't allow them to carry. That's why this happened. That's why these guys go. There's a reason why. Here's the deal. There's a reason why people go into soft targets, i.e. schools. This recruitment center, because they're gun-free zones. And again, I could not help but notice the irony of this. And here's my point. You have literally these policies that liberals believe somehow are going to stop this from happening from sanctuary cities, again, like I said. Sanctuary cities, so you have sanctuary cities. And all that did was basically induce a guy to go to San Francisco to kill Kate Steinle. And you've got these gun-free zones. The reason why this guy went to this place was because he knew they weren't going to be armed. That's why he went there. It's very simple. If I'm a criminal, that's where I'm going to go. If I'm a crazed individual, through the haze and the fog of my psychosis, I think I'm going to go to a school. But we can't allow guns there because, God forbid, you can protect yourself. So the Donald came out yesterday and said, if he is the president, he is going to do away with this. And by the way, this was a policy put in place initially in 1992 by the Bush the Elder, but signed into law by Slick Willie. And so Trump says that he's going to do away with it, first thing he's going to do. By the way, Trump's poll numbers continue to rise. And now you see that the GOP is taking more pot shots at him. John McCain says that what has happened is the crazies have come out now.
Really?
There's an article right in the New Yorker, of all places, that the bastion of conservative thought. In the New Yorker, John McCain gives an interview in which he says Donald Trump has brought out the crazies. The crazies of my party. So all the people that are listening to me in Arizona, that's what John McCain thinks of you. Why this guy continues to be reelected is beyond me. So please, to all my listeners that are listening to me in Arizona, get rid of this guy. Enough already. It's time to retire him to pasture. The songbird. Okay? Still singing after all these years. Of course, Lindsey Graham, you know, says that he's going to kill the party. Rick Perry joined in the fray yesterday as well, trashing Trump. And then Trump responded by saying, Rick Perry needs to be required to take an IQ test before he goes on the debate stage. Do these people not realize, and I had this conversation with a good friend of mine that's a Republican behind-the-scenes kind of guru. And we both said yesterday, do they not realize that the more they trash the Donald, the better it is for him, the more it strengthens him in the eyes of the public? And here is the dichotomy that is occurring now, and that is that there is a general mistrust of the media, and people have turned against the media now because they understand that the mainstream media, that they don't have your best interests. And so the interesting thing that's occurring, and I heard this the other day, and it's true. And again, it's the liberal media that can't believe this. The liberal media, the mainstream media, that's kind of an obvious to call them the liberal media. That is what the media is liberal. They can't believe that the Donald is rising in the polls. They can't believe it. Because the same media that basically brought Barack Hussein Obama to power, that same media that everybody went along with, that same media to bring Mr. Obama to power, that same media now, people are rejecting. And they can't understand what's going on. They can't understand what's going on. And I see this with the reporting going on. It's just they cannot believe it. So now, Donald Trump has been rising now steadily in the polls.
Number one on Fox, 18%. And what's interesting in that poll was number two was Scott Walker.
Well, you know what? It seems to me, and this is what I noticed last night, Fox is really pushing Scott Walker. You notice that? They're really pushing Scott Walker. And again, Scott Walker, to me, is just another politician. I mean, honestly. And I say this with a heavy heart because I liked him, you know, initially. But now in comparison to the Donald, he's a breath of fresh air. I'm sorry, the Donald is a breath of fresh air. And Hillary's poll numbers are just dropping. She has 39% now unfavorability rating. She's dropping like a rock. Every time she goes out and speaks, she drops like a rock. Yeah, there was an interview with Stephen Baldwin. Do we have that, Steve? With Stephen Baldwin and Don Lemon. I'm just going to play a little portion of it. He nails it. He nails the appeal.
Everybody says to me, what do you think of Trump? I said, well, he fired me twice.
Yeah.
But I think he's fantastic.
You still like him?
I love him.
You think he'd make a great president?
I think he'd make a great president.
Why?
Because he's not a politician. And he doesn't care what anybody thinks. And that's why he's surging in the polls.
Yeah.
He's saying what he thinks, and he's, you know, he said something the wrong way recently, but what he said has now ripped the scab off that issue. Everybody's talking about it. I golfed with about 8 hedge fund guys today who said, we really like what he's saying. Hedge fund guys.
Don Lemon can't believe
it. We know that he's got the moneyed folks, right, the hedge fund guys, but what about just everyday Americans?
I think everyday Americans like him, not just because of the celebrity. I think he's speaking his mind, and that's refreshing.
And I think that people are saying, he said it wrong. However you feel about it, you may think his remarks are racist. Whatever you think about it, I think they're offering him some forgiveness in the sense that at least he said it. Maybe he didn't know the right way to say it, but he's the only one who actually came out and said it.
Right, and then, you know, Hillary Clinton said, you know, oh, and then he doubles down and doesn't apologize. Right. He meant what he said. He said it the wrong way, so he doesn't feel he needs to apologize. He said, this is what I meant to say. I may have said it wrong, but what I said is a very valid point about a very big problem.
Mm-hmm. Do you worry that some of his rhetoric or some of his maybe off the cuff, I just said it wrong, is it harmful to the GOP, you think?
I don't think he cares.
Yeah. But do you think it is? Maybe it's not. I don't know.
I think you just asked me a question a minute ago before we started this interview. And what did you say about the what generation?
The PC generation?
Right. What do I think about
that was one
politically
of my
correct. Everybody else running for the GOP right now are trying to think about running. Everybody's going to be politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
Not Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And I really think voters and Americans are looking at this guy saying, it's refreshing to hear somebody not be a wuss, not be a politician, and really say what they think. Now, whether you like what he has to say is something else.
Go on.
I think he's fantastic.
So, he nails it right there. And that's basically what I've been saying. But, again, the media, the GOP establishment, and what I thought was telling was when Don Lemon goes, you think it's going to hurt the GOP? Hey, I hope it does hurt the establishment GOP. I hope that John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Mitch McConnell and Boehner are all butt hurt right now, okay? Because... that's the point. That's the point. Because not everything is so poll tested like everybody else. We'll be right back.
Get out of here, you low life scum.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson. We all want to change the world.
You tell me that it's... Get the latest in real estate news from across the valley.
Shaken, not stirred, with a dash of anything goes.
It's all on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Wednesdays at noon.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Robin Walensky.
These are four great Marines, unbelievable people.
Donald Trump, Republican candidate for president, on the O'Reilly Factor, weighing in on the terrorism in Tennessee.
And that they're not allowed to carry guns is absolutely ridiculous.
A radical Muslim, Muhammad Abdulaziz, opening fire at two military facilities, which are gun-free zones. He kills four Marines and injures three others.
So what happens is this guy walks in, he's got a gun, they're just sitting there as targets. It's absolutely disgraceful.
More now from the Blaze Radio's Tom Peace.
The shooter, ID'd as 24-year-old Muhammad Yusuf Abdulaziz. Trump says that President Obama refuses to use the term Islamic terrorism, but it's happening all over the world.
If we're going to fight elements that are causing tremendous problems, at least we have to start maybe being not so politically correct.
Trump, a guest on the O'Reilly Factor on Fox News.
An update now this Friday morning on the health of former President George H.W. Bush, who falls and breaks a bone in his neck. At 91, he's the oldest living president in the United States. Details from the Blaze Radio's Brad James.
Former President George H.W. Bush still in the hospital in fair condition after breaking a bone in his neck in a fall at his main home, fracturing his C2 vertebrae, but no surgery is expected. Doctors say the injury will heal on its own. Spokesman Jim McGrath tweeting, Bush 41 is fine, though he'll have to wear a neck brace for a while. Brad James, The Blaze News.
A verdict in the Colorado movie theater shooting. Here's the Blaze Radio's Greg Moore.
James Holmes is guilty of multiple counts of first-degree murder in the 2012 Colorado Theater Massacre.
We, the jury, find the defendant, James Egan Holmes, guilty of murder in the first degree.
The jury of nine women and three men reaching their verdict after about 12 hours of deliberations. The jury rejecting the defense's claim that Holmes was legally insane.
This is news on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Arizona News Radio, our state's unemployment rate up slightly over last month. State economist Paul Shannon says it's up a tenth of a point to 5.9% for June. That's while the national rate fell two-tenths of a point.
There were some seasonal losses, primarily in education, government education, and that would be the K through 12 system and community colleges.
Even so, he says it's a big improvement over the 6.8% we saw last year this time. Firefighters battling a wildfire spotted yesterday on the Tonto National Forest. Spokeswoman Ann Thomas says about two dozen firefighters and a couple of helicopters responded when they got the call about the campfire.
The fire is located north and east of the Bronco Trailhead, which is on Forest Service Road 24 in the Cave Creek Ranger District.
Geico weather, seasonal temperatures, good chance for rain. Get your news on demand anytime, ArizonaNewsRadio.com. I'm John Gilliland.
This check of your KFNX traffic and service of Autism at the Ad Council. In Tempe, look for a wreck in the clearing stages, westbound 202 at Priest. Tolleson, we have an accident, 83rd Avenue at Van Buren. That's involving a motorcycle. Watch for a collision, 51st Avenue, this one at Buckeye. As a parent, you can't help but dream about what the future holds for your child. But consider this. The odds that your child will be diagnosed with autism are 1 in 68. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center for the rest of the morning, there's a slight chance of a shower. We could have a thunderstorm. It'll be clear with a low of 84. There's a 2 in 10 chance of showers or thunderstorms Friday afternoon. It'll be mostly sunny with a high of 104. For Friday night into Saturday morning, there's a flash flood watch in effect. I'm Rod Tanner from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently we're at 88 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. More Edward Woodson on the way on Independent Talk 1100 KFNX.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in the book. Under current law, you don't own your bank account. Your deposits are an unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. The FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of total deposits. 7%! Today, cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have begun hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Call 1-800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 now to request a free copy of Don't Bank on It. At $20 value, free. Don't wait. Do it now. Call 800-519-6271. 1-800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
He's still so mad. Now back to your host, Edward Woodson.
I like them brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fight Boy from the Zulu Nation. So you're in the jam that we can get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got
a little more about these polls. So you got Hillary Clinton now is just dropping like a rock. And the reports are largely that Democrats don't like her. And I've been saying this from the very beginning. She is not likable as a politician. And that to me is amazing that nobody saw that. Did nobody in the DNC go, hey, the emperor has no clothes? She is not likable. She's a horrible politician. She's not likable. She has no charisma. And everything she says is measured and poll tested. And nothing off the cuff. Nothing. I don't know what she thinks. Because it's all just poll tested gobbledygook. And more than likely, she should just not appear any longer in public. She should be the first candidate that lets the media campaign for her. Because that's all the media has been doing so far. Because every time she gets out there in public, her poll numbers drop. Never seen anything like it. Here to discuss is Michael Pelka, the sage from the Blaze.
I don't know if I deserve that, but I'll take it. Thank you.
Mike, you know, it's amazing how whenever Hillary comes out, and it's almost like she's a groundhog, you know, she pops her head out and then she runs.
Oh, you mean in public? I thought you meant she came out.
No, she hasn't come out yet. I wish she would. You know, Caitlyn Jenner did. It's time for her to come out as well.
That would be the knockout punch.
Her and Lindsey Graham together. That's what I'd like to see.
Oh man, you just got me, Edward. I needed that today. Yeah, well, you're talking about how whenever she goes out in public, she seems to lose favorability.
Dude, it's amazing, dude. I've never seen anything like it. And this is what I've said for a long time. And, you know, you and I have talked about this for a long time. She is such a horrible candidate. I call her America's ex-wife. She is such a horrible candidate. She's such a horrible retail politician. I've never seen anything like it. Every time she comes out, her poll numbers drop. And now Democrats are saying they do not trust her and they do not like her.
Well, I think the Democrats are just doing what retail politicians do in this country, and that's read the poll.
Right.
And they're seeing that she's got a high unfavorability, untrustworthy number. And you've got guys who are not retail politicians, who are like Sanders, like Trump, who are out there just speaking because they don't care. Sanders doesn't care because he is who he is. Trump doesn't care because he can afford not to care. And people find that refreshing. They find honesty, whether they agree with it or not. They find honesty something they want. And they know inherently the people like the Hillary Clinton, I'm trying to think of the other legacy candidates here. but Bush would be the other one, who look at polls before they consider opening their mouth, and it's just considered disingenuous.
Correct. And here's what's interesting to me. Like, okay, so now you've got, of course, you had the songbird, John McCain, talking to New Yorker magazine, you know, New Yorker magazine saying about how, you know, the crazies, Donald Trump has brought out the crazies. And you have Rick Perry has jumped into the fracas as well and said that Trump is a toxic mix of demagoguery and nonsense. And do they not, do these guys not realize? See, this is what's amazing to me, is they're so, really, I mean, they live in such a bubble. Do they not understand that every time they attack Donald Trump, it helps him?
Yeah, that is the reality. And in Perry's case, Perry is flailing because he's about the same, I'm thinking in the poll, he's about the same level as you and I are,
yeah,
in terms of a candidate.
Uh-huh.
He's not showing up, and his only resource and only possibility to gain traction is to go after the leaders. He's not going to go after a Bush. He's not going to go after Ted Cruz, because he'd get destroyed in his home state. So he's got to go after the guy that is being vilified by so many on the left, and that's Trump.
Right. And so, but what again, what these guys do not realize, and this is so plain to you and I, is that every time they go after him, they help him.
He wins, yeah. And he's even said, look, I have enough money to fund my campaign independently. I don't need to buy commercials. I don't need to pay pollsters. I can do this just because I'm Donald Trump. Which is kind of phenomenal.
It's
awesome.
You
know, this is, it's amazing.
It's awesome. And you know, it's funny because, and you know this because you're in New York. In New York, in D.C., in all these places, cities in the Northeast, people, those in the know, and I use that term very loosely because it's really an oxymoron. Those in the know that usually tell us what to think. They can't believe it. They have vilified him from the beginning and said, oh, well, he's just in this for publicity. Oh, he's not going to file his paperwork. Oh, he's not going to file his financial disclosure statement. And every time he does, they go, well, this isn't going to last. They continue to dismiss him. And what they don't realize is, again, they continue to help him by doing that. And without, and I got to tell you, without Barack Obama, Barack Obama has really ushered in Donald Trump. Because, and here's why, because people know they were lied to with Hope and Change. They were lied to, and so now you got a guy that actually speaks off the cuff. And people like that.
Yeah, it's the raw honesty that you, again, you don't have to agree with it, but you will appreciate it because you haven't had the honesty in any way. You know, it's like knowing that you're sick and having a doctor tell you, well, it's not too bad, but you know you haven't been able to sleep, you're bleeding out every orifice in your body. But you're not too sick. And the guy goes, look, you got cancer. Let's go after it. That's the guy I want to hang with. You know, I want someone who's going to tell me the ugly truth and let me go after it instead of living in fantasy land.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But it's funny because last night I was going through the channels and I'm watching, what was it, HLN. I happened to just be going through the channels. And that guy, Dr. Drew, is on there. He's such an idiot. But he's got this panel, and they're sitting there. And this is just basically a bunch of liberals, but they did have Ben Shapiro, and they beat up on Ben Shapiro. But they sat there, and they could not believe. And again, a bunch of New York liberals talking about Donald Trump. I just found it so, like, hilarious. You know, they couldn't believe it. They cannot believe it. They're so pissed off about it.
Well, they have to. They have to do that because it's required. And again, this is CNN. It's the network that gave us the phrase Donald Trump 239 times in a 24-hour period. So they're upset.
Yeah.
I wouldn't expect anything less from HLN unless you had one of those chefs doing something crazy. You know, because let's face it, headline news is cooking shows, isn't it?
Well, let's not forget that's where you know your boss came from. Remember, way back in the day.
Yeah, well, he actually did news and information. He wasn't traveling the globe looking for the hottest pepper. As the biggest show on HLN is about a guy running around the globe getting drunk and looking for peppers, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't even know yeah. what that. Anthony Bourdain.
Bourdain's show is their biggest show right now, and I love Mike Rowe, but he's not headline news. He's entertainment. Mike belongs in an entertainment format with a much bigger audience.
Well, you know now the case with you know all these channels. You know, it's
remember when you could learn something from the Learning Channel,
or when
Arts and Entertainment actually had arts and entertainment.
Right. Remember they had the biography series, which were awesome. And then let's not forget History Channel. History Channel now has been reduced to Ice Road Truckers and Swamp People. When I watch a History Channel, and I've said this before, I want to see old black and white films of Hitler. Okay.
I want history. I want history, damn it. I don't
crazy.
Want something else.
Crazy, man. Crazy.
It is crazy. Well, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Let's try and have a good Friday. I want everybody to take a moment, Edward. I'm imposing on your audience today. And think about those four Marines, those four new Gold Star families we have today, which is unfortunate. And go to legaciesalive.com. It's a charity that supports Gold Star families, and there's a Navy vet who is swimming the entire length of the Mississippi to raise awareness and help out these families. Legaciesalive.com. It's God's work being done on behalf of those who fight for our freedoms and pay the ultimate price.
Well, thank you so much for that. I appreciate that, and we will leave on that note with you, Mike. And you have a great weekend, too.
Thanks, Edward. God bless.
All right, buddy.
Hi, stranger.
Gun-free zones. Should we ban them? Gun-free zones. Sounds good, right? Wrong! We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Moment with Edward Woodson.
Bloomberg reports cash under the mattress is now considered safer than inside a bank. That's right. On November 20th, G20 leaders, including President Obama, voted to enact new banking laws replacing taxpayer bailouts with what's called bank bail-ins. Sounds good, right? Wrong. The fine print of this new bail-in legal doctrine states that your money deposited in bank savings, CDs, or money market funds can be confiscated or converted into bank shares of uncertain value. Oh yeah, I've been warning you about this risk all year on my show. The authors of Don't Bank on It just released a new white paper entitled After the G20. It's free by calling 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271. Discover why your dollars in banks just became dollars at risk. Call 800-519-6271. 800-519-6271 or at edwardwoodson.com.
Retire without worrying about money. Wouldn't it be great if you could retire without having to worry about running out of money? Wayne Candace, the top financial advisor in the country for MetLife, also a certified financial planner practitioner and host of Your Financial Plan, can help. Wayne will even meet with you one-on-one, free of charge, to help you develop a strategy that fits your lifestyle. Stop wondering if you'll have enough to retire on. Schedule your no-cost financial strategy session with Wayne Candace today. Call 480-ON-TAP-88 now. Due to high demand, a limited amount of appointments are available. Call to book yours before we book up. Dial 480-ON-TAP-88. That's 480-ON-TAP-88. The plan for your retirement and financial future is only a call away. Dial 480-ON-TAP-88.
480-ON-TAP-88. That's 480-ON-TAP-88.
Metropolitan Life Insurance Company, securities, products, and investment advisory services are offered by MetLife Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. MLIC and MSI are MetLife companies.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
So if you noticed, I have not spoken about Bruce Jenner at all in the ESPYs, okay?
I'm sorry, I couldn't let it go.
I've done that on purpose. No, because, they want to push this on us. Here's what was funny to me, though, is they're interviewing all these athletes. And you've got all these athletes, and by and large, most of them aren't down with it. They're like, what are you talking about? They interviewed Evander Holyfield on the red carpet, and he's like, he's still Bruce Jenner to me. I'll just leave it at that. What did they expect? Seriously. I mean, Bruce Jenner's a freak, and he's a 65-year-old dude that's dressed up like a woman now. That's the reality. Okay?
And he gets the Courage Award.
The Courage Award. Really? They didn't give it to Lauryn Hill, the girl with brain cancer. They didn't give it to... I mean, there's so many other people. Peter Berg, the director, had tweeted out a picture of Caitlyn Jenner. I'm sorry, my bad. Bruce Jenner. And a veteran with his legs blown off. And then said, which one deserves the Courage Award? Peter Berg. Who's now doing that show Ballers down here in Miami. I couldn't help but share this with you. There was a kid in it was actually Tennessee that held up a convenience store with he was armed. He was perpetrating an armed robbery in a convenience store, and what he did was he got killed.
He had the gun pointed to the store clerk's head.
Right, and another guy came that happened to be on the scene. This guy was from what I understand, a convicted felon, and came on the scene and basically shot him dead. But listen to his mother, okay. Listen to his mother, because she's protesting outside of the convenience store / gas station where he was killed. Listen to this.
Of course it hurts my heart. I mean, my son is dead when easily 911 could have been called and he could possibly be in jail right now. I'm hurt.
She doesn't talk about taking responsibility for his actions.
And calling 911 is going to do a lot when the guy's got the gun pointed at the guy's head.
Well, look, if you're going to walk into a place with a gun, then maybe you may die. Notice she didn't take she didn't talk about anything about personal responsibility. And see, that's the problem that we have in our society, is taking personal responsibility for our actions. What a crazy concept. Where do you think he learned this from? Oh, maybe his mother. Okay? This was, to me, astounding.
Everybody's a victim.
Right. He's a victim. She's like, well, I'm hurt because my son walked into a convenience store, pointed a gun to somebody's head. He didn't have to die. They should have called 911, and he could be in jail right now. No responsibility for his actions. None. Zero. As if somehow walking into a convenience store with a gun is okay. I just it blows my mind. Speaking of the ESPYs, though, Ronda Rousey, the MMA fighter, had this to say on the red carpet.
I wonder how Floyd feels being beat by a woman for once. Well, I can see you pretending I know who I am now.
What was that? Was that it?
That was it. That's what I got.
Oh, okay. Well, that was...
What do you think about being beat by a woman? You know, I bet he knows who I am now.
Oh, so he because of, you know, Floyd... Well, what happened was she won the Fighter of the Year award over Floyd Mayweather. And Floyd Mayweather had said he didn't know who she was. And so she said that, which, by the way, I could hardly hear. I'm sorry about that. You know, she alluded to the fact that Floyd Mayweather had actually done time for domestic abuse. He had beat up on his wife. I'm sorry. Is he even married? I don't think so. I don't think it's even his wife.
I'm not a boxing fighting fan.
No? Well, I haven't. You know, it's amazing because, that fight with Manny Pacquiao and Floyd Mayweather was supposed to be, you know, the fight. It's always the fight. Everything's always the fight of the century.
Yeah, they always blow it up, and then it's always a blowout.
It's always a blowout, and then you've got and I got to tell you, the ESPYs, like the ESPYs. Does anybody watch the ESPYs? And the reason why nobody watches the ESPYs. And they had said, and I'm watching this on Entertainment Tonight, that the ESPYs had their biggest ratings of all time because of Bruce Jenner. By the way, I don't know if you know this, but if you go to your Apple device and you punch in Siri, try this at home. Punch in how tall is Bruce Jenner. And you know what it comes back as? It corrects you and says, Caitlyn Jenner. It does. Swear to God. That's what it does. But my sources have told me that his publicists and his people went to ESPN and basically said, you know, give him this Courage Award. Because, you know, they're going to do a show now. And who wants to watch a show of a 65-year-old tranny? Who wants to watch that? I don't want to watch that. I mean, you gonna really watch that? Give me a break. Nobody's going to watch that. Nobody. Okay? That's the reality. Nobody's going to watch it. All right, we are out of time for the day, but check out my website, edwardwoodson.com, edwardwoodson.com. And if you missed the show, if you want to listen to other past shows, go to woodsonarchive.com. That's woodsonarchive.com. Also, follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show, and like us on Facebook and send me your friend requests. It is an honor and a privilege to be with you every day to give you your fair share because you're entitled to it. Good day, America.
Ladies and gentlemen, the courageous, the stunning, Caitlyn Jenner.
Thank you for tuning in to the Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever.
Hello, this is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips we provide our clients. Complete the financial forms you file with the court as if they're the most important final exam you will ever take. These forms state your property, your debts, your income, and expenses. They become the battlefields where your most important disputes are fought or settled. Property division, maintenance, child support, attorney fees, even custody is impacted. Fortunately, this is an open book exam. You can even get help from your attorney. But let me warn you, whether too busy or too jaded, attorneys often fail to demand or give these forms the attention their clients deserve. So it may be up to you. By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state, but that's okay.
Our attorneys in your state are.
Call Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Arizona attorneys. A partner men can count on. 602-995-6666. 7150 East Camelback Road, Suite 444, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85251.
From the realms of astronomy, space, aviation, weather, this is the Dr. Sky Report.
I'm Dr. Sky with the Dr. Sky Minute from the realm of space, the history of the NASA logo. The blue NASA logo, designed in 1950.